Chapter 1. Riley grabbed the last two bags of ready-made Caesar salads from behind the chilled door, proud of herself for buying something with vegetables in it, rather than purchasing 20 frozen pizzas and calling it a day. If that wasn't the sign of fully being an adult, she didn't know what was. She was running dangerously low on snacks of every variety, so she pushed her cart down to aisle 9 to restock her supply of cheese wheels and pretzels. She'd learned that this particular store had a window of 2 to 2:30 p.m. where it was largely empty. She'd gotten good about getting in and out of here on her days off in record time, missing the crowds entirely. When she rounded the side of aisle 9, a man in a black button-up and pants was already there doing an inventory of the shelves. Riley rounded his pallet of crackers and offered him a small smile when he looked up from his clipboard. He glared at her as if she'd insulted his mother. She snagged a family-sized bag of pretzels on her way out of the aisle, not wanting to ask him to move from his position in front of the cheese wheels. Perhaps he liked this unique window of dead time in the store, too, and he was upset with her for ruining it. She'd circle back and grab them once she finished her list. An unbroken, circular thoroughfare ran the outside edge of the store, where most of the cold storage sections were located along the back wall. Here, she picked up eggs, milk, and orange juice. She stopped in the meat section, debating between ground chicken or turkey, when she got the feeling that someone was watching her. Glancing over her shoulder, she spotted the grocery store worker standing in the middle of the thoroughfare a couple of aisles away. Aggressive was the word that popped into her head at seeing his posture. A wide stance, hands balled into fists by his sides, shoulders tense. For about 5 seconds, they just stared at each other. Then he disappeared back into aisle 9. "Creep," she muttered, selected the ground chicken, and pushed her cart on. Turning right into aisle 3, she stood before the rows and rows of toothbrushes, trying to decide if she actually needed a new one. Michael had said last week that her toothbrush looked like a porcupine having a bad hair day. She tried to argue that she didn't want to get a new one when she'd just broken hers in. But perhaps toothbrushes weren't the same as uncomfortable dress shoes. She felt it again then, the sensation of someone watching her. When she turned around this time, the man was a foot behind her. She sucked in a breath and took an involuntary step back. The vein in his temple pulsed, his jaw tight and dark brows smashed together. Pushing her cart a few feet away, she did her best to ignore him. But this seemed to piss him off even more. Her own emotion mounted, mirroring his note for note. Her chest tightened and her face heated. It started in the pit of her stomach and rose, like the mercury traveling up an old thermometer in a cartoon before the heat got so red hot the top exploded. "Can I help you?" she snapped, whirling toward him when all he'd done for the last minute was stare at the side of her head. He didn't reply, just kept glaring at her as if she were the cause of all the world's problems. "Leave me alone or I'm going to get security," she said, forcibly grabbing the handle of her cart and beelining for the other end of the aisle. She startled slightly when she noticed the middle-aged woman standing several feet away. The woman looked from Riley to something over her shoulder and back again. When Riley reached her, she was about to say, "Watch out for that guy. He's being a total creep show." But the woman interrupted her with, "Are you okay? Was someone bothering you?" Riley looked over her shoulder, only to find the guy gone. She sagged in relief. Maybe he'd finally given up stalking her around the store. Turning back to the woman, Riley sucked in a breath. The creep show was behind her now. The woman spun around, trying to find the source of Riley's alarm, but it was instantly clear the woman couldn't see him. She practically stared right through the guy. When she turned back to Riley, her expression had changed. She still looked concerned, but now, instead of being concerned for Riley, she looked concerned about her. Now it was Riley slapped with the unhinged label. Riley couldn't blame her. She was practically hyperventilating at the reality that a pissed-off ghost had been stalking her, not a person. It wasn't the ghost himself that made Riley freak out. It was the energy coming off him.